better. Just talk to me. Well, ask me some questions and I'll answer.
I swear to God. And I'll be honest.
Okay.
I'm so like anyone else. I'll be honest.
You'll be honest. Well, we're licensing Brady, getting his little mojo back now and kind of being scheming and not being
so we like this Brady.
Wah, wah.
We like this guy.
Yeah, he's back. He was before. There was Star Wars.
What part of the, what team were you on when he did what he did to Nicole?
Team Brady.
Do you think she deserved it?
I love Brady and Nicole.
Thank you. I do too.
I
do too.
Better than Eric and Nicole, and when they try to force that back again,
really, that's interesting. Like, I think I meet so many people who are on opposite ends of the fence, and most people don't know where to fall because there's a sentimentality with Eric and Nicole because they were first loves and they had a lot of history. But for the last 9 months, we've watched Brady pretty much give everything up to help Nicole find her daughter, to help her escape the law, to try to make a domestic life that she's never heard. He's been her knight, you know, to her Guinevere for the last couple of months.
Always wanted.
Right. And then, boom, she bangs my brother.
Yeah.
How did Nicole change that? She was too quick. I'm sorry, it was too forced.
I think it was kind of a handshake to first love and how you can never get past your first love if you believe in that kind of thing.
And how you blackmailed her with the tape and all that.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's a good point. We never really brought that back.
Yes, I said, here's the thing, and I tweeted that, and I said, that fans never forget. I said it was so lame.
I love that. All right.
And I great favored it.
This is why I love fans of soap operas, because you guys, you don't miss a beat.
No. That's how Sonny got on. I mean, they said they would be a good defense.
Well, I think you're right. And
Nicole,
in all fairness to the writers, I'm going to throw a plug to the writers. It's the hardest job in our industry. Okay, to come up with constant storyline that interlaces and does to do what they do. I couldn't do it. So once in a while, you got to give them a free pass on an idea or a fact that might be missing.
But we understood Ari was leaving, and they had to find a way to get her out.
Yeah. And that's something they logistically have to deal with as well, because there's 101 reasons why actors leave the canvas. It's not always that they're written off and they're written off against their will. Sometimes they want to pursue other things. Sometimes life gets in the way, family, they need time off. Who knows? In Ari's case, it was her decision to go. And it came pretty abruptly, so they had to come up with something creatively that would make sense.
That made sense, yeah.
And
a little bit of sense, yeah.
I was unhappy to see Ari go, but I was very happy to see that the fans' reaction was as loud as it was.
Yes.
You know, like, what is that? Like, when
she finally got her happy ending.
When we stir you guys up, that means we're doing our job. If you're angry, we're happy about that. If we drive you crazy, we're happy about that as well. We don't want you to like us all the time. That's not real life.
Right.
You like your best friend all the time?
No.
You like your husband all the time?
No.
You love him?
Yeah.
But you don't like him all the time.
Are we going to see Brady more involved with work and back in the CEO kind of job? Or?
Well, he's got a hole in his heart, you know, and he's an addict.
Right.
So he needs to fill that up with something. I think Titan is going to be the thing that he wants to fill that up. Of course, now that Eve is back in town, he's got that to deal with as well.
Yeah.
But is he going to make a run for Titan? Of course. I think he feels that that's his position. I don't think he looks as Sonny as a formidable opponent. And yeah, he's gonna try to get it back. He loves power. He loves engagements. He loves women. He loves drugs. He loves it all.
He's really good with babies too.
He's a good father.
I was working with that little baby.
Well, I'm the father of twin boys, so that's like old hat to me.
Right.
I'm like, bring on the kids. And they're the best actors in the world because they're natural. What you see is what you get. They're not acting. So I find that refreshing. These kids aren't playing pretend. When they're upset, you'll see it. When they're happy, you'll see it. They always give you 100%.
How's it working with John Aniston?
John's a pro. I miss him being here today.
I know.
I don't know where he is, but you give a guy like that a pass as well. He's still as witty as he ever has been, and he's a joy to work with. He's a true gentleman too. You know when he's in the room.
Oh yeah.
Big old teddy bear, and yeah, doesn't even have to say much.
Oh no, just those one lines.
I love to just sit around and just watch him watch people.
Yes.
He's an observer.
Uh huh. Good. Yeah. Uh huh.
And unlike a guy like me, I just talk and talk and talk. He'll say three words, and it'll be more impactful than a paragraph of mine.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
And I swear he has his own writer because he's the best one-liners.
I know.
Thank you.
Thank you guys. Thank you.